The Navajo Tribal Council is running today. I don't know how long it would be like that. I don't think the whole reservation will come back into one party. The one that are into a certain religions, they will be that way from hereafter. If they are peyote eaters, they will teach their younger ones the same way. If they are the church members, they will teach their younger ones the same way, what they believe. If they are in their own ways of living, believers, they will be born that way. This is the way I think of my people. They are going to keep it up from generation to generation. You watch and see. From the coming centuries or the coming year, say we'll see about another 20 years from now, it will be the same. They started out with their own way, and then education started throughout the United States. There's where they picked these up when they went to school. They went to church. Here's where they learn it. About the peyote. Somebody brought it out from different tribe and brought it into the Navajo Reservation. This is where it started. So one thinks that the peyote is greater than the religions of church. The peyote is greater than our old way of believer. So they had to join, most of them, to eat peyote. And I think they made it legal now. That's what I heard among my people. But I don't know. There's nothing that we can say against them, because it's their own way of living. It's their own way of believing. Everything is free to man in the United States. United States is a free country. So there's nothing we can do about it. This is the way I think of the whole reservation. And at the same time, our great people, our great Navajo leaders, say that on our side of believer, of our own people, I think they will be the one that will last longer than the one that was separated from the Navajo people. some of these days, the Peyote religions will die away. The church believers will die away. That's what they think and that's what they say. So, I don't know. Nature's the only one that knows it. So I don't say nothing. I can't say nothing against them. But still, we are full-blooded Navajo. I always think that it should be better to keep our own religious. The one that our great forefathers has had in the past centuries. The one that our great forefathers have lived it by, stand it by for many years, for many centuries. They made it some way. And they had it for many years. This is what I think of my believing. So, my friend, I don't want for you to choose what I mean, but I'm just telling you, I think things will go this way for the coming centuries. So, this is the way our reservation is running today. And then, about 2 years ago, there was another different job that came up, which they call OEO. In our Navajo century, is called O-N-E-O, and that is opportunity. The Navajo Opportunities, I think it's what it's called. That's why it has an N. So, it was a good thing to have, too. I think it's all over the country in the United States to help poor people to have jobs. OEO, economic opportunities, what the English people call it. Today it helped a lot of our people. They built good homes. They call it home improvement. It is for our people to work. They build our houses. They make good skills of work, good jobs, build good homes. It's all over the reservation now. And they could give us more different ideas, which they call community aid. Community aid is a law problem which we never known before. It helped us a lot of places. Before, we didn't know nothing about law. there are all different kinds of laws in our whole country. Now the legal aid is the one that takes the lead, showing us a better way to talk for ourselves. We can talk about our own rights, which I think it's right to talk, because we think we are free men to talk for ourselves. We are not slaves. Whatever you think, we think it's right, we can defend ourselves in rights. And that's what we got all over the reservation now, what we call legal aid. We got some white people that knows something about law. So we hired them and they teach us how to do it. So we are having a good law way in on our hands today. What we don't know, the white lawyer has to fight against, because he is right. He knows what's right and wrong. This is the way it's running all over the reservation now. We have what we call legal aid. And at the same time, in that Navajo economic opportunity, we've got what they call home improvement directors that teach us how to build houses, good houses, how to set indoors windows and measure floors, measure all kinds of things. This is what they teach us to do. So we are very well pleased with the government that brought us all these things, with the government money. And there are a lot of other things that been brought out, what they call preschool. Preschool is a good thing for our people, for our young generation, from the beginner, which we call a head start. Whoever made this had a good head, like Mr. Husky Komai. So today we have all these things. There is another problem we got, is what they call what they call a recreation. A recreation is a thing to learn for ecclesiastic. How to build up your body. How to play good. All these things has been brought by the OEO. So that's why we think that the OEO is doing pretty good for us in the way of life. There are a lot of younger men and girls are learning all these trades, all these things. I don't know how long it'll last, but it sure helped us in the past 2 years already. And we have kept it. We have kept up our children with what little money we earn. We've done pretty good. So OEO is one of our great worker. And there might be a lot of other things in the coming year to come. That's what I think. And our sheep and other stuff are increasing every year. I don't know what else will come up for us in a good way. There is one thing that most of the Navajo people don't like is that they like to be still ward of the government yet. Because there is a reason why a lot of these Navajos want to be ward of the government yet. They wanted for the government to still holding on to us. Because they still know the way yet. Like I say, there's half of our Navajo tribe hasn't got no education. If they made a vote for self-living, they would do wrong if they ever win it. They should let us live. They should let us do what we are today for another 10 or 15 or 20 years more. We might have more better education and more boys and girls going to school. That's what I think of my whole tribe.